will understand the position you're in. Do you know who you are? The position he's put you in? One of the message in tongues interpretation this morning said, I've called you to be my bride, so be faithful and act like my bride. Have you ever seen a bride that didn't strut? A bride. You ever seen a bride come down the aisle? Bum ba da dum bum 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 ba dum.
I'm so unworthy to be here. Wretched bride that I am. No, man. A bride struts in.
They do that walk. They never walked that way before or after. But that day, daddy's gone. Come on, you know, and they do that walk. I don't know where it came from, but that walk. You ever see that walk? Why? They want everybody to see her. Everybody to look. Nobody has to say, everyone get up. As soon as they hear, bum, ba da dum, bum, bum, everybody stands. Why? Because here comes the bride. And comes in like that. And how's the church today?
I sure hope we don't offend anybody in the culture.
Now, I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about self-righteousness. But he's made us part of the bride of Christ. We're engaged to Jesus. It's not religion, it's romance. How many of you ladies remember when you got your engagement ring? Now would be a good time to say amen. Remember when you got your engagement ring? You know what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians? It says he's given the earnest of our inheritance. And the earnest is arabon in the Greek, and it means an engagement ring pledging eternal covenant. You ever see a gal that just got engaged? When Natalie got engaged. You ever notice that? And now she's going, promise of better things in the future. But she got that arabona. She got the arabona. And she, how are you today? Isn't it a beautiful day outside today? Oh, I just love today. And they're all waiting to hear somebody say this. What's that you have on your finger? Oh, this? They want you to see it. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is our engagement ring. I got a question. If the engagement is this good, what's the wedding going to be like? And we shouldn't be walking around like this. We ought to be walking around like this. He redeemed me. I was messed up, but he saved me, and he brought me out of the miry clay. And I'm not strutting my stuff, but I'm just telling you what my bridegroom did. He's gone to prepare honeymoon headquarters for me, and someday he's going to come back and take me unto himself, and we're going to have a wedding, not a funeral, and it'll be a marriage supper. And you get excited. Your bride, act like it. Passionate people act like brides. Passionate people act like ambassadors. Did you know you're an ambassador for Christ? That means you're a representative of the King. An ambassador of the United States doesn't walk up to a meeting in a foreign country and say, could I possibly get in? Uh-uh. He's got ambassador's diplomatic credentials and immunity, and he walks in and flashes it, and he takes his entourage in. Why? He's got the authority of the King. I'm helping some of you if you'll get past some religion right now. Some of you think humility is walking like this. That's not humility. It's stupidity. It's a blend of stupid and humility. Come on, somebody. We need humility. But you're an ambassador. You're a soldier. You're an heir of God. We're sons of God. Where's Donnie? Donnie. Now, nobody get mad. I'm almost done and I'm leaving soon. And this isn't a criticism, but I had to laugh. I had to laugh today. And I love the song. I love the verse, and I love all the song. And I sing it, but I just changed one word. And we sung. Now, we can just hang on. And we sing, I am a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Well, that's true. But friend is pre-Calvary. I was a friend, but now I'm a son. I really messed your song up, didn't I? Easy to fix. Here's the way I sing it. I am a son of God. I'm a son of God. He calls me son.
Really, Brother Mike?
See, why is it pre-Calvary? In Old Testament, before Jesus came, we were servants. When Jesus came, he said, I no more call you servants, I call you friends. But when he died, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. And I'm glad I am a servant, yes. And I am a friend, yes. But more than being a servant and a friend, I'm a serving, friendly son. Now watch, half the choir in the next time. I'm a... Just follow the leader. But we're sons of God. I remember my mama used to, when I was growing up, I'd do something stupid. And you know what she'd look at me and say? Dr. Shockley, she'd look at me and say, Michael, that's beneath you. Anybody have a mama ever say, did Ruth say that to you? Natalie, that's beneath you. You know what she was saying? You're bigger than that. You're higher than that. You're more important than that. Oh, I'm trying to stir you up, and not in your emotions, but in your passion. You're heirs of God. You're joint heirs with Christ. Get off this. And get this. I can go where he wants me to go. I can do what he wants me to do. The enemy wanted me to be in prison for a whole long time. Stand up, brother. The enemy wants, stand up. The enemy wanted me to be in prison for a whole long time. But God had a better idea. And he took me out, and he gave me a Gideon Bible. And now I'm a witness for the Gideons going across America telling what the Lord has done. Oh, come on, somebody, shout the victory. If God is for us, nobody can be against us. It's beneath you to crawl. It's beneath you to be intimidated. We're children of the Most High God. Last. I've got 15. I'm just going to give you 7. The passionate always do more than just what is required. The passionate always do more than what is just required. Get a hold of this. I was reading the other day, and I came across this passage. The Lord really dealt with me about it. And I'm going to leave out a word, and then I'll put the word in. But watch this. Neglect not the much more. Hear that. Neglect not, the much more as you see the day approaching. Now, the whole verse says, neglect not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, the much more as you see the day approaching. But what about just taking it this way? Neglect not, do the much more. Neglect not to pray, do much more praying. Neglect not praise and worship, do much more praise and worship. When? The much more when you see the day approaching. I want to say something to you in all the love I can tonight. Now's not the time to see what's enough. Now's the time to get into the much more. What's enough? How much money is enough? The much more. Brother Sam always tells us all the time, the first tithe, 10% of every dollar belongs to God. And we understand it, and he's absolutely correct and in covenant. And he'd agree with what I'm about to say. He's talking about the covenant of the tithe. And the first 10 cents of every dollar belongs to God in the covenant of the tithe. But you know what? In addition to that, 100 cents of every dollar belongs to God. Because you wouldn't have got it if he hadn't enabled you to get it anyway. It's all God's. Get a hold of this. Everything you have is because God gave it to you. Well, I work for it. Try doing that without breath. Well, I plan for it. Try to do that without a mind that God gave you. Well, I had a good idea. Wonder where that came from. Not just 10%. In covenant, it's 10%. But everything belongs to God. We're the managers. We're the stewards. The much more as you see the day approaching. You know what one of the goals of my life is? I want to eventually be able to live well on 10% and give God 90. I've seen my future and I decide to live there. Brian, you're crazy. Good, just don't rehabilitate me. I'm happy. A businessman by Laterno was able to do it. Why can't a preacher do it? I long for the day when we won't have a building payment in this church. You should have shouted the roof off right then. I look for the day when we're not paying a dime of interest to any bank, anywhere, at any time. And the place is full of the glory of God, and the place is full of the people of God, and the place is full of drunks. I don't mean in the spirit either. I mean the down and out and the up and out, and we're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. I look forward to the day that we're able to give 10 times what our monthly building payment is to missions. God, I'm, hallelujah. Brown, you're crazy. No, I've seen my future, and I've decided to live there. I wish somebody get a hold of it. I've seen my future, Matt. I've decided to live there. Say, Brown, what if it doesn't happen? What if it does? I'm so tired of naysayers.
Don't get your hopes up too much. If you aim at the moon, you may not hit it. Well, if I hit the fence post aiming at the moon, I won't be in the mud like you.
Start asking God for some big things. Start believing God for some big things. The much more, say that with me, the much more as you see the day approaching. Donnie, come up. Elijah was getting ready to go to heaven. And he had a young man by the name of Elisha following after him. And he gets to a place called Gilgal. And he says, stay here. The Lord's going to take me out of here. And Elisha said, not as long as you're alive and I'm alive, I'll not leave you. I'm passionate after you. But the sons of the prophets said, we'll stay here at Gilgal. Elijah's ministry's over anyway. He's not the current thing. Then they went to Bethel, the encounter of God, the house of God. And Elijah looked at Elisha and said, stay here, son. And Elisha said, no. Come here, brother. Can you? Elisha's following Elijah. And this young man has an Elisha spirit on him, literally. He has an Elisha spirit on him. And Elisha's following him. And he gets to Gilgal. And he turns around and he says, Elisha, you've served me, but stay here. God's going to take me out of here. And Gilgal's a good place. It's where the Lord rolled the reproach off of you. Just stay here and remember what God did for you. I'll see you, son. And he starts to leave. And Elisha grabs him by the mantle. And he's trying to get away. He says, stay here, Gilgal. And he says, as long as you're alive and I'm alive, I'll not leave you. I'm passionate. Well, come on, son. And they get to Bethel, the house of the Lord, where God dwells. He says, this is a good place to stay. It's where God dwells. You love his presence. God's going to take me out. I'm done anyway, so just stay here. And he's got him by the mantle. And he says, I'm passionate for what's in you. But there were a bunch of sons of prophets sitting around saying, oh, we'll stay at Gilgal. We'll stay at Bethel. And then they went to Jericho, the place of great victory. He said, hey, son, stay here and remember the victories. I got to go. You stay here and remember the victories. And they kept that tug on his mantle. As long as I'm alive and you're alive. But the sons of the prophets said, we'll stay here and remember the past victories. They came, and here's the real key. They came to Jordan, because Jordan is the place of no return. Jordan is the point of no return. And Bible scholars say it was flooded at that time. And Elijah took the mantle and hit it, and it opened. And he said, "Son, when I get on the other side, God's going to take me out of here. You better stay here, because Jordan's flooded." And he started to go, and on his mantle he felt a tug. And he said, "I don't know how I'm getting back, but I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I may not get back. I may drown trying to swim coming back. My ministry may be over when yours is over. But there's something in you. I've served you. I've sown into you. I've carried and washed your mantle." And Elijah, "Come here, son. Don't go join no sons of the prophets." He just thought I was done with him. And they got on the other side. And finally, Elijah turns around and says, "What do you want from me?" And when God asks you that, have a list. And he said, "I want a double portion of what's in you and me." And he said, "Son, you've asked a hard thing. But if you see me go into my future, if you see me go into my future, you can have it. Because I won't need anointing in my future, because anointing is for destroying yokes and lifting burdens. And where I'm going, there aren't any yokes and burdens, but you got to see me." And that young man fastened his eyes on that old prophet. And suddenly, a chariot of fire comes out of heaven in a whirlwind. And Elisha's left standing there, and Elijah is caught up to heaven. And in the exhilaration of the moment, I don't think Elisha was standing down there passionately. I think he was pointing up to the prophet and shouting, "I saw you go into your future." Come on, begin to shout that. "I saw you." Keep saying it. Keep saying it. You know what I mean. Keep saying it. And about that time, keep saying it. And about that time, the old prophet says, "Whoa," takes his mantle off. And he says, "Son, none of those passionless sons of the prophets back in Gilgal going to get this. None of them in Jericho going to get this. None of them in Bethel going to get this. None of them on the other side of the Jordan going to get this. But I've been wearing this. I've been wearing this. It smells like me. It looks like me. It has the anointing in it. And son, I don't need this anymore. So you can go ahead and take it." And about that time, the mantle came down. And Elijah went on to heaven, and he came back to Jordan. And I love what he did. Take it off. Take it in one hand. Just one hand like this. Like that. It's all right. I'll dry clean it later. And he looked at the Jordan, and the Bible said he hit it. Go ahead and hit it like it's the river. Go ahead. He hit it. He smote the Jordan. Hit it again. He smote it. You know what he said? "Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Because I wouldn't stop at Gilgal. I wouldn't stop at Bethel. I wouldn't stop at Jericho. I wouldn't stop at Jordan. I saw him go into his future. And I have the mantle. And the Bible said the waters parted for him. And he walked through." Come on, son. He walked through. Now watch this. "And the sun stayed there. And the sons of the prophets came to meet him, the ones that wouldn't go. And they bowed before him and said, 'The spirit of Elijah is on the passionate.'" It's on the passionate. It's not on the casual. You can keep that a while. It's not on the casual. It's on the passionate. Anybody receive what I've taught tonight in the name of Jesus? Oh, I wish somebody would give him a shout of praise. I want to do something the Lord told me.